Good afternoon. After a chilly start and in some cases below freezing, abundant sunshine is turning temperatures around in a big way, and now most readings are soaring through the 60s on our way to the lower to mid 70s for afternoon highs. High to mid-level clouds will start to stream in out ahead of the next storm system, which is out in the Midwest and Great Lakes. The system will also produce a southerly wind flow here, which will only help push temperatures well above normal. As we get into the night tonight, a few showers will start to show up as the clouds thicken. We'll maintain the southerly breeze, and that will keep temperatures in the 50s overnight and into the early morning hours tomorrow. That storm system will draw closer tomorrow. We'll have plenty of clouds around, but still the chance for some breaks of sunshine. With scattered showers from time to time, temperatures will be allowed to climb back into the lower 70s. As readings warm, though, showers will become more numerous later in the day, and maybe even the chance for a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder as the cool front passes through. Behind the front, it will turn cooler for the weekend, although really just back to normal. With mostly sunny skies, we'll have a brisk northwest wind on Saturday with highs near 60, and in the lower 60s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with high pressure maintaining control. As that high drifts away, the next system will slide in from the north and west on Monday with a chance for showers. Out ahead of this disturbance, it'll be back into the mid-60s, and the best chance of showers early next week will be on Tuesday as that storm passes through with highs in the lower 60s. Right now, it looks seasonable on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies and high pressure back in the picture with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the eastern third of the country will have scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms through the end of the week as that low pressure system tracks east of the Mississippi, and with a cold front dropping south from Canada in its wake. Showers and storms may still result in locally heavy rainfall through the period for portions of the western Gulf Coast and lower to mid Mississippi Valley, and flash flooding is a continued possibility. Flood watches and warnings remain in place across eastern Texas and western Louisiana. And unseasonably warm temperatures will persist today across the Pacific Northwest, with highs forecast to be about 10 to 25 degrees above average. Showers will begin to move into the coastal Northwest by this afternoon as a front approaches from the Pacific Ocean. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 9 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 39. The record high 89 set in 1923, and the record low 20 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:04 a.m., sunset this evening 7:45 p.m., 13 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing high clouds late today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine, followed by increasing late-day clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine, followed by increasing late-day clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine, followed by increasing late-day clouds today, but dry with highs in the lower 70s. mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, perhaps a thunderstorm, but not raining all day, highs in the lower 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, a bit cooler Saturday near 60. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Sunday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Monday in the mid-60s. A slightly better chance for some showers Tuesday in the lower 60s. And back to sunshine with highs in the lower to mid-60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.